We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save. Singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex the soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whate'er betide. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, sister, when in valleys low I look toward the mountain height, and behold my Savior there leading in the fight, with a tender hand upstretched towards the valley low, guiding me I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my path, He doth safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this worldly low. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best I am, thy friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on, when we shall be with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow for God, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed we shall meet at last.
Hum. Bum, 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 hum, bum, bum, bum.
When the Lord made the earth, he gave sun, moon, and stars as a light for the night and the day. Whether burning bright or reflecting the light, these will illumine our way. Look with a flame, bright shining
of the Lord. fire came down. Now his presence is with us each day. Show them the flame, bright shining flame. Show them the flame of the Lord. Help them see what is right. Help them follow the light. Show them the flame of the Lord. Follow the flame of the Lord. Look with the flame of the Lord.
You're listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
I am His, He is mine, Jesus knows my name. I can rest in His arms, He's always the same. When I fall, when I call, Jesus takes my hand, cleansing me, lifting me, He helps me to stand. Jesus never changes, He's always the same. Always together, His love is forever. Jesus never changes, He's always the same.
In His love I'm secure, we shall never part. In His word I will trust and give Him my heart. In the dark of the night, when my heart would fear, lovingly, tenderly,
Jesus never changes, He's always the same. Always together, His love is forever. Jesus never changes, He's always the same.
Jesus never changes, He's always the same.
Some men
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Faith Paid in Full. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 to 9 says, "That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honour, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." We were relatively new Adventists, only about 3 years, and my daughter, Maidus, wanted to go to Adelphian Academy. She did, and really enjoyed it. Then my second child, Gregory, came of age and wanted to go to Adelphian. I wanted all my children to attend Adventist schools, but didn't see how we would be able to handle it financially. My husband had become ill with kidney disease and as a result of the disability had to retire early. How could I afford to send two children to academy, as well as one to church school, and make ends meet on my unpredictable salary as a real estate agent? I had a prayer partner, Martha Brazel, with whom I shared my dilemma. I didn't want to deny my son the opportunity and had enough money for him to enroll, but didn't have enough funds to sustain him through the year. I didn't want him to start the year and then have to pull him out. Additionally, Gregory was not of the age that he could work to help offset the fees. Martha said to me, "Sister, if you have enough to put him in school, you do that. Let the Lord do the rest. He will see you through." Although a little fearful, I decided to step out in faith and enroll Gregory in Adelphian Academy. Maidus knew about the dilemma and said she could pick up another job in addition to the two she was already working, one in the front office and one as a resident assistant. She said, "I can be a cashier at the school cafeteria and work an extra 30 minutes at check-in every morning." I thought, that is not going to do very much, but this child wants to do something, so I will just let her do it. After the first month, the bill I owed was only 30 cents. Maidus had worked enough to pay off her bill, and I had already paid much of Gregory's. Some of the people in the church couldn't believe it. In fact, one of the members thought it might be a mistake, as she too had two children in church school. She even came over to the house to look at the statement with me. But there it was, clear as day. Just 30 cents. The next month, and each month thereafter, I always had enough to pay the school fees. At the end of the school year, I actually had a credit of $103. God be praised. He provides for those who trust in him. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 511. When the mothers came to him with their little ones, the disciples looked on them with disfavour. They thought these children too young to be benefited by a visit to Jesus and concluded that he would be displeased at their presence. But it was the disciples with whom he was displeased. The Saviour understood the care and burden of the mothers who were seeking to train their children according to the Word of God. He had heard their prayers. He himself had drawn them into his presence. Faith Paid in Full was written by Norma Caldwell of Flint, Michigan.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Hello, radio friends. William Ackland here again to share one of my poems today, and this one is entitled when God came down. When God came down to be a man, to show us how to live, to die, when he left that glorious place, to show us God in human face, he came as a helpless babe. In far off time, in God's great plan, as shepherds, sheep, on hills were nigh, angels lit night in a glory throng, and sang their heavenly Advent song for Mary's dear helpless babe. That baby grew, he became a man. He showed us how to live, to die. He returned, enthroned to his rightful place. He's shown us God in human face. We worship the Saviour Lord.